Cheaper, simpler, with fewer restrictions. That's how Delta Airlines is describing its new fare structures announced today. The airline is cutting its most expensive fares by up to 50%. Delta says no one-way coach fare in the continental U.S. will cost more than $499. The required Saturday night stay is being eliminated, and it will cost less to change a reservation. U.S. Airways says it has already reduced some of its already discounted fares to match Delta's. For more on the impact of what Delta is calling simpler fares, we called Daryl Jenkins. He's a professor of airline management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
The big price drop is for the business travelers, those who book closest to the flight, those who pay most for their tickets, and I think this will be a welcome change for them.
And for leisure travelers, will they see any benefit to this?
Well, the Saturday night stay is being done away with, which I think most people will be happy to see go away. I think they're substituting that with a one-night minimum stay.
How does this help an airline? Can you explain, if the fares are going down, is it just a matter of trying to fill the seats on airplanes that may not have been full before?
Well, right now we have an awful lot of people who are flying, so it's not a matter of getting people to fly. We already have a lot of people flying. I think it's more along the line of trying to get them to fly on your airline versus somebody else's, specifically the low-cost airlines. Delta's trying to get people who have not flown them before, especially business travelers, to fly on them. Now, with the business fares going down significantly, they're going to have to pull a lot more business travelers than they've had in the past. So I think their strategy is to get a lot more business travelers flying them with a simpler fare structure than there were in the last 4 or 5 years.
Are these travelers who've migrated to the discount carriers?
That's correct. And at places like Cincinnati, where they had very, very high fares, people were driving to other cities to pick up low fares. And I think this is meant partially to stem that tide of people flying away from them.
Delta has been in a lot of financial trouble, just narrowly avoided bankruptcy last year. And you might wonder why it would have taken them so long to figure out that this might be something that they should try.
I think everybody has looked at this for a long time now. There's not a major airline that I know that doesn't have a simpler fare structure on its books. So the question simply was, which of these guys are going to be first to pull the trigger? Delta kind of surprised me was, in the past they've been kind of a follower. In the last couple of years they've been much more aggressive and have tried to lead the pack with pricing changes.
It doesn't look like Wall Street is looking on this too favorably. The Delta stock price slumped right after they announced this change.
Yeah, I think Wall Street is very skeptical about this. Certainly in the short run, this will have a negative revenue impact on Delta Airlines.
So how do they get beyond that?
If over time they are able to pull in capacity or some way or another, get fewer people to buy their cheapest fares and get people to buy these less expensive high fares, then in the long run it'll have a positive revenue impact for them.
It seems like there are so many of these big carriers that are in financial trouble, U.S. Airways, United, Delta. How do you see this all shaping up? I mean, if you look at the future of the airline industry, is there going to be a whole lot of consolidation, do you think?
Well, I think we're going to see probably in the next year or so we could lose one carrier. We'll probably see all the major carriers in Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the next 5 years, simply because of the enormous amount of debt that they currently carry. Some of these guys have in excess of $20 billion in debt, and they have less than $15 billion in annual revenue. So their debt is the thing that's very worrisome.
Daryl Jenkins, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Daryl Jenkins is professor of airline management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.